Tuesday, January 9th, 2007. My name is Brett Saunders. I'm glad you're here. Let's get to this. We are joined by Governor-elect on Inauguration Day, Bill Ritter. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brett. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. And you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
You're feeling good?
Oh, yeah. We're feeling good this morning.
Because it's not too late.
Never too late, huh?
Have you had any jitters? I can't imagine what it must be like to be in your position today.
We understand that it's a big task, and we're very excited. I'm a former trial lawyer, so it's not unlike, a really big closing argument in a very big case. If you weren't nervous, you should be worried about that.
Now, I have in front of me your schedule, your itinerary, for the next several days. It includes a pancake breakfast in Greeley on Saturday and culminates with a spaghetti dinner at a train depot in Pueblo Saturday night. Are you worried about so many carbohydrates?
I have a lot to think about. I haven't really thought about my diet so much. I can remember Governor Romer, when I first became the district attorney of Denver, Governor Romer sitting in his office, eating oatmeal in his office, and I think he must have by then understood that you have to watch out for the carbohydrates.
Bill Owens leaving the governor's position. You are a Bill as well. Are you concerned with Bill confusion, and what can we do to overcome that?
The governor left me a license plate in the desk, in the governor's desk, that says Bill on it, and so, we'll just see how long this run lasts, and if there's another Bill coming after us, we think it actually is kind of easy to transition. All people have to say is Governor Bill, and they're going to be right.
Because up in Wyoming, they call him Governor Dave.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He called me the other day and just to wish me luck. He's my mentor governor. But everybody in Wyoming, it's a state of, I think, 460,000, 455,000. Everybody knows Dave Friedenthal.
Let's talk about a couple of the issues on your agenda. Particularly, we've heard something about a prescription drug plan. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, if states get involved in what's called a multi-state purchasing pool for prescription drugs, any state money spent on prescription drugs, and they're in a multi-state purchasing pool, that increases the volume in the purchase, and, it's basic supply and demand that decreases the price, and so you can get drugs for a cheaper price because you are buying them at a greater volume, and we're looking at doing that by executive order. I want to make sure we do it right. I want to make sure we've considered all of the issues. There are a host of different communities that get concerned by that. The people with disabilities get concerned because they don't like to choose off of what's called a preferred drug list. But it's been something that's been attempted by legislation a couple of years. Actually, Governor Owens vetoed it last year. We really believe it's something that the state of Colorado should have.
Bill Owens told me that probably his greatest frustration as governor was his inability to get something worked out in terms of water rights and the way we deal with the control of the water that flows through Colorado. What plans do you have?
Well, we're a couple of different things. There is this interesting conversation, not initiated by me, very much initiated by Dan Ritchie, the former chancellor at DU, and what Chancellor Ritchie is doing is having a group of people talk about ways for us to try and resolve the scarcity issue. Water's a scarce issue, or water's a scarce resource, and that makes it an issue. And so we think there's a host of things, but it starts with conservation. Then we have to look at reuse plans. Then we look at how we share use with agriculture. If you're a municipal user, an industrial user, how we can share use with agriculture. But agriculture is looking at conservation and reuse, and then at the end of the day, we also look at how we expand water storage in an environmentally sound way. We do all those things. We really believe there's a way for us to sort of heal this rip that has been occasioned by the water debates in this state.
Also, now that you're going to be governor, what are you going to do about all this snow, sir?
It's funny. You tell people we're going to do health care reform, that we're going to, lower the dropout rate, that we're really working on building a new 21st century transportation system. They said, what about plowing my streets? So, and I always just give them Mayor John Hickenlooper's number.
All right. Well, Bill Ritter, finally, before I let you go, will you be moving into the mansion?
We will be. I don't know when, because we've really been focused on getting our cabinet in place. We've been focused on getting this inauguration week behind us, and really now the legislature is up and running. As of tomorrow, there will be a lot to do, and so We'll do it sometime in probably February or March, but first things first.
Well, it's been a lot of fun watching this election, watching the entire process, sir, and congratulations. Enjoy your glory today, and I know you have a lot of work to do.
Well, thank you, Brett. You're very kind, and I look forward to talking to you as we go forward.
Just about Governor Bill Ritter here at 97.3 KBCO. It's 8:11 on Tuesday.